The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The Todd Glass Show is presented by OCB Rolling Papers.
Misfit Toys.
Well, well, well. Hi. Hi. How are you? Great. I say, how are you? What have you got? I'm stressed out of my mind. Great. Well, it is a no-show show. Next week, we'll be back in the studio. And let me tell you something. I'm going to explode because I have so much to talk about. One of the things that was probably... I'm on the tour with Jim Gaffigan right now. And we had 5 days off. And Jim and his family, Jim lives in the city, but they rented a house during the pandemic, obviously, you know, because they could be out of the city. It was just a more comfortable place to be. Anyway, that's all you need to know about that. So we went there when we had the 5 days off, and Jim has five kids, and I knew that I was going to have fun hanging out with Jim and his wife, Jeannie. They're just a lot of fun to hang out with. I mean, we just do bits all night long, and we'll be silly, and it's a lot of fun, but the last time I saw their kids, they were a little bit younger. Now they're like, I think, 17, 15, 13, and then like 8 and 10. And I had the time of my life. Granted, a lot of times they get along so well, very, very affectionate to each other. But then, you know, 2 minutes later, like, you have five kids, they're fist fighting in the living room. I enjoyed every single second of it. And I'll get into more detail about it. Just being around that energy and the silliness and how smart they were. And we had so much fun. We watched one night at 12:30, all the kids. And, of course, you know, Jim and Jeannie, and we watched I Think You Should Leave. And some of the content in there, you know, some people go, oh, you're going to let little kids watch that. My parents did. They didn't worry about that stuff. And they got it. They got it. Even the little ones, they got it. I knew they weren't just laughing. Like, they really got it by the things they said the next day. And it was so much fun. But anyway, I'll get into detail about that. So we had 5 days off. We went there, spent 5 days. And then today, we flew to Texas, and now we have like 5-6 shows here, and then I come back to LA. But I thought I was gonna, like, you know, go to the house, spend like 2 days with them, and then go into the city. But once I was there, I wasn't leaving. We went swimming at night. I love to go swimming at night. I'm more comfortable taking my shirt off at night. I'm like, turn the pool lights out. And I have a lot to talk about. It's a lot. It was a lot, but it was just, when I left, I teared up. I got really close with the kids. I got really close with the kids. Every one of them, they're all so special. They're all so, you know, when you meet kids and you go, there's, Like, there's greatness in you. You know there's greatness in them. And it was, and then they had a, I'll talk about it next week. They also had a brand new dog, a German Shepherd, who was about a year and a half old. They just got him. And the dog was so cool, too. All I would do, like during the day, I couldn't get anything done because I walk into the living room, the dog's there. I get down on the floor, I start giving him massages. And I mean, I gave him good massages. Not just, I was like going around his eyes. I literally one time got up, got a pillow, put it under his head. Ugh, it was so much fun. I'm dating the German Shepherd. We get along. We have something special. So, I'm really rambling. I just had a hit of a pen. I haven't smoked in a few days. 1, 2, 3 days. So, wow. So I hope next week, I don't know who the guest is next week yet, but it'll be somebody fun. I want it to be just somebody fun, like a family show. And that's it. I feel like I'm just rambling. Rambling! So, and tonight, we're in Amarillo, Texas. And we're going to, tonight, right after the show, we're going to go to a little airport, and then we're going to fly to Dallas. Like, did I say that already? And then we'll do our show in Dallas on Friday night, which is tonight. If you're listening to the show the day it drops, you don't need to worry about the technicalities of it. So I will talk about everything next week. A lot of stuff happened on the road, and it was just really fun. And there's a great, his tour manager, his name is Justin. He's like a super nice guy, really nice guy, like the type of person you want to hang out with. So we're a good trio. That's it. All right. So next week, I'll see you. I'm still looking for an intern that lives in Los Angeles. There's no, by the way, there is no money. I prefer you have something to, I mean, I always throw them a little something, but I prefer it's you have something to promote yourself. Like, you know, sometimes like if the comedian is doing that job, you promote your dates. You know, people are on the show. I always want them to promote their where they're performing or what they're doing or, you know, try to throw some love towards that. But basically, I just need help with social media. That's what I really need help with. When you're at the shows on Tuesday night at the podcast, I wouldn't care if all you have to do is be there Tuesday. I mean, other people in the past that have interned end up hanging out other nights because you sort of become friendly. But Tuesday nights is all I really need you for, to be at the podcast and just, and then just post things. Can you handle it? And you have to have minimal editing skills, just in case we shoot something, we want to nip the end of it. But this stuff like that. All right, I'm really rambling. Rambling. So Aristotle, last week I asked Aristotle, I said, why don't you end the show, with a song you really like, but that's going to put everybody in a good mood. You know, I'm saying, well, if I'm going to let Aristotle pick, why am I I'm letting him pick. I'm just saying, but he didn't do it. I think he's coked out of his head. Does he laugh when he hears this stuff? So Aristotle, I'm going to let you know, if you don't hear it, if it just fades into Mr. Rogers, you know Aristotle didn't hear this. And that's fine, too. He's got enough going on. He's in trouble with the law. Ugh. I'm trying to help him. I know some lawyers, but they don't seem to think they can do anything. So Aristotle, why don't you just, you know, I'll talk and you fade my voice out at a certain point and then you bring in your song and then after your song, Mr. Rogers, and that's a no-show show. Wouldn't you agree? That's a no-show show. Okay? Mwah. I love you. You're the best and you're special and I fucking love you. Right? Who am I talking to? I'm talking to you. Oh, by the way, our podcast got voted most likely to be listened to by younger people because they're cooler. And I'm not just saying that. I swear to God. I have the certificate from the society, and it's really cool. And other countries. Wow. Okay. Aristotle, fade my voice out right now. Okay, here comes the song. Don't mind.
was Slide Tackle by Japanese Breakfast.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear, not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. And I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you, it's you I like. It's you, I.